And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome back for another episode of Friday Night Locks. It is week 16. I feel like I say this every week, but it is flying because it's Christmas and I cannot believe that, which means it's 2023 and I cannot believe that. I don't know how you guys feel about that. Jason, how's it going over there on your neck of the woods?
I am in a brisket and latke comatose state of mind right now because we are enjoying our second night of Hanukkah last night.
Yay!
Fried up some latkes, which are Jewish hash browns. Delicious, crispy. Yes. But now I have a slight potato hangover, so bear with me.
Wait, so I don't really know super lot about Hanukkah. You can't have meat? I might sound really stupid, but what can't you have?
No, that's Passover.
Passover, but you're directing, you like eat a specific something, right?
Yeah, no, you're supposed to have extra meat.
All the meat and all the potatoes.
Have you ever been to a Jewish dinner?
Actually, no.
They're not vegetarian.
Okay. Have you ever been to a deli like Cantor's?
Yes.
And a sandwich
in New York.
The sandwich is that big of corned beef.
Okay. Oh, I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
So Hanukkah, basically, like there's a temple, as the story goes, and they were out of oil. And they had just enough oil, which they burned, and it lasted 8 whole days, which they considered to be a miracle.
Yeah.
And so you light 8 candles. You know the Adam Sandler movie, 8 Crazy Nights? So it's basically like Carly and I have to go shopping and dole out the gifts over 8 nights for the kids.
But you get one gift, unlike Christmas, you get one gift a night. Right.
Yeah, one gift a night. Every family does it slightly different, but sort of like, you know, the first 7 days are kind of little things, and then the last night is the big gift. And traditionally you eat latkes, which are just like fried potatoes. Some people like sour cream and applesauce on them. Mm. And
yes,
then
please.
And
yes,
then we make a brisket.
Okay.
And it's very nice. We light the candles. We say the prayers. I told you guys, I was joking last year that Hanukkah came like in November last year.
Yeah.
Like we were still eating the Thanksgiving turkey. So at least we're kind of in the mix in mid-December. So that's nice. So
Good. Yeah,
got all the kids home from their various schools. It's funny because I went to LAX to pick up both kids this year.
Uh-huh.
And you see all the parents. And they're all like doing the same thing. And then one kid walks off the plane with a Syracuse sweatshirt and another kid walks off with Wisconsin or whatever.
That's so great. They're all flocking home.
Yeah, it's funny. And you kind of like look at the other parents to give them a nod, like we're here for the same thing.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing? How's your holiday planning?
It's going well. It's just a lot. It's so funny because we tell ourselves, or we've been telling ourselves for the past couple months. And being told by people, he's a baby, he's not going to remember anything. Still understand and believe that theory, but something always is like, we've got to make it so special and so many things and have all the Christmas traditions happen. When in fact, and it's been lovely and it's been great, minus the stress of like getting everything together for Christmas, I feel like those traditions should start when they're like 3 or 4. There's
but if
no
you
point
feel
right
like
now.
That, why are we doing it?
That's the funny part. I don't know. You tell me.
If an Amazon truck comes to my house one more time, there's going to be a problem. This is a true story. 2 nights ago, the Amazon driver left his ID. Like, you know, the little, like you stick, like it's like a
scanner.
It's like his thing for work or his scanner, like checking in, clocking out. And it's like on a clip that he probably has in his pocket or whatever. And I go out to get the stack of packages. She's not home. And I see this guy's ID. So I put it on the edge of the steps thinking he'll come back to get it. I walk out there again to see if he got it, kind of like seeing if Santa came. There's more packages. And the driver that brought those packages moved the ID next to the packages, thinking that maybe it was mine. Mm. Instead of saying, "Hey, Bob, I got your ID. I'll bring it back to the shop and see you tonight."
Shop.
So then I put it back on the side of the curb. I mean, on the top of the stairs. It's still sitting there. So I don't know how this guy's even getting clocking in and out to work, but I have his badge.
I don't think Frank. He knew which house he left it at. Then he makes 100.
He's going to come back this week because God knows they're going to come back because you have more stuff coming and maybe he'll see it.
Do you think that he left the badge out of anger at you? Like, okay,
I think he could.
Why don't you just go to the warehouse yourself and pick out
scan yourself in.
Yeah. I think he dropped it because he couldn't carry 13 boxes at the same time.
Why?
That are as tall as I was.
Listen, we're having Christmas at our house and we have my parents, my sister, husband, kids, everybody coming here. So everybody's also been sending everything here. So as of right now, as of today, I'm looking at a stack, Leaning Tower of Pisa, of Amazon boxes that it's just funny.
And you know what a 10-month-old does to boxes?
Plays drums on them.
Plays drums, pushes them, gets in them. They're actually more exciting than the gift inside. So anyways,
yeah, it's great.
It's fun. It's amazing. It's so cute to see his reaction. Every morning he comes out and he looks at the tree and he's like, oh my God, it's so great.
But here's the capper. All of us made a deal. I wasn't a part of the deal making process, but I was told the adults were going to get like a gift each from each family. So my sister-in-law would get a gift. My brother-in-law would get a gift. And then we would concentrate on the kids. They have two kids. So we were going to spoil the kids. And then we were just going to do a gift here, a gift there. The gifts are coming to the house and they say from mom and dad that's how we know what box is what. It'll say Vanessa, or it'll say mom and dad, or it'll say Justin, or it'll say Tanya. Some of them say Wyatt. There's more than one gift for each person. So then you're seeing these coming in and you're realizing, I better go get another gift.
No.
Yes. And have you ever been, or imagine being in a rowboat and you're taking in water and you have a little bucket and you're going like this.
A spoon, if you will.
To get the water out of the boat before it sinks. I'm taking on a lot of water over here, Jay.
Right.
And I don't know what to do.
You got to go shopping. You got to keep up.
I went to the mall the other day and then I went to Target for like little things. I had stuff in the Target basket and I'm walking around Target and I felt like after 20 minutes, I was just in a delirium and I parked the basket and I walked out.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
That's a power dad move right there.
Like, I just was like, I can't. I don't know what I want.
Taking back my control.
I'm going to waste money. I'm stuff that I'm not here right now. I'm not physically in this moment. And right. I swear, I just went and I walked. I just went to the car.
Right. Amazon is so beautiful. You can just lay in your bed and do all of that.
And then the stresses of there's not in that size. There's not in that color. Delivery after Christmas. Oh. What am I going to do with
it? Yeah, it's tough because you guys are in the cynical phase that I got to already. Yeah. You're there with he's not going to remember any of it unless we just show him the pictures of here's your first Christmas. Look how much we got you.
Will he even care then?
Well, I'm excited. Don't get me wrong. This is our first family Christmas. I'm excited. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to sound like I'm not, but like I just feel like every year it's not easy. And yes, Amazon, God bless, it's made things easier in life. That's true. But like, dude, it's stressful. You know, it's cold outside. You got to get in the car. You go, where am I going? Where am I taking this car? I don't know.
Well,
I need to go here. I need to go there.
Have you guys considered converting? And that way you could spread it out over 8 nights. You can start in November.
How do I go about it?
That's 8 gifts.
Do you like hash browns? You'll like latkes.
I like sour cream and applesauce.
I like food.
So, this could be a smooth transition.
Where do we sign up?
Yeah.
We are the chosen ones.
We are the chosen few.
Anyways,
it seems like your festivities are starting. The kids are home. That's sick.
Yeah.
God love them. And I'm sure the missus is over the top.
So happy.
We've been having a really good time. It's always, you know, again, you guys are brand new parents and you should be enjoying and
oh, we
who cares.
Are.
Who cares if he remembers or not? It's fun to hunker down for the holidays, decorate the tree, do all the fun Christmas stuff. It's fun for us to do all the fun Hanukkah stuff because right. that's the joy of family and yeah. holiday times. And you have to lean into it, right?
And the whole family's coming. So that's pretty sick. Really That'll fun. Be really cool in our house. And Tanya, the house is beautiful. The trees, the garland on the stairwells.
Like, yeah, you guys always go all out.
She really turned it up. So I'm happy. And, don't get me wrong. I just... Hustle and bustle. People are horrible drivers. There's more people on the road. People are rude. Nobody's nice. It's hustle, hustle, hustle. And you know, that's the part that kind of
is the season.
And the next thing you know, it's like, it's already the 20th. So
we're prepared.
In honor of the holidays and in honor of football during the holidays
and football on Christmas Sunday.
Oh yeah. Keep Would you guys like to play everyone's favorite game? Would you rather?
I would
Absolutely.
Love to.
Okay.
I love this.
This is fun because I came across this yesterday and I thought, oh, this would be really fun to talk about on the pod. So I have a list in front of me of how every team in the NFL, every team in the NFL has done this year against the spread.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Beating Justin.
So I'm going to throw out teams. You tell me, would you rather bet on one or the other? And I'll tell you if your instincts are correct. Okay. Super Bowl champion, LA Rams.
Yes.
They've got a lot of great weapons. Obviously, they won it all last year. Would you rather bet on the Rams or the absolute crap historically New York Giants? Who would you rather bet on?
Giants.
See?
I mean, as I know this is a standout, but I feel like the Rams are not.
But let me ask you a question. I want to clarify this question. Yeah. Betting them or betting like them as a team against them? Because if I could say bet fade the Rams, I would fade the Rams.
No, just to cover the spread.
Just to win.
Who do you want to put your money on?
Giants.
The Rams or the Giants?
Giants.
Giants.
Correct answer. The Giants this year are 10-4 against the spread. The Rams, 4-7-2 against the spread.
The worst start of any Super Bowl champ.
I don't think two ties has happened in a very long time.
Okay. Would you rather, as a bettor, put your money on Mr. Avocado, Mr. Bachelor, Mr. Bitcoin Laser Eyes, Tom Brady, and the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or would you rather put your money on the Detroit Lions? Everybody's laughing stock until this year.
Yeah, Lions.
Would you rather? The Lions.
Lions.
Correct. Correct answer. The Lions are 10-4 this year.
Wild.
And Tampa Bay, 3-10-1 against the spread.
Shoot, that's got to hurt, TB.
If you bet on Tom Brady or the Rams this year, you're not happy.
No, you're broke. Okay.
Last question in the would you rather round.
I want to do a daily double.
Okay. Would you rather put your money on the mighty Patrick Mahomes and the juggernaut Kansas City Chiefs, or would you rather put your money on the Cincinnati Bengals? Which one?
Bengals?
Kansas
City doesn't cover.
I feel like I have to make this game a little harder because you guys are 3-3.
Yay!
The Bengals are the right chance. If you put your money on Patrick Mahomes this year, you would have gone 4-9-1. Terrible losing. Flush your money down the toilet. If you put your money on Joe Burrow this year, you have gone 11-3. And here's something even extra spicy and fun. Going back to last season with Joe Burrow as a starter for Cincinnati, 19 wins against the spread, 3 losses. Mm-hmm. 19-3 ATS.
Joey covers.
That's astounding.
Yeah, and they do it on the road. They do it. There's no, what do they call it? The home and away splits. They do that on the road. They'll do it in your backyard. They don't care where they're at.
Unbelievable. But I thought this list is actually really interesting because there's certain teams like the Bengals, the Lions, the Giants that have just been covering this year.
Yeah.
And then when you think in your head, oh, the best players are Matthew Stafford and the Rams, they won it all, or Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady, like those are kind of sexy football names, but they're not making anybody any money. So
they're not making you money. And you know what's you know what's funny also, like, you know, you talk about sexy teams, right? Do you know the like the Bugs Bunny cartoons where like Bugs Bunny and the crew are like a football team or something, or like Space Jam, and then the other team is like this, you know, monsters, and they're all
and huge, they're red,
and they're all just beautiful like soldiers, and they're like you're gonna get crushed. You know, teams like the Lions, teams like the Giants, teams like the Vikings, believe it or not, like. Their uniforms and their demeanor, they just look sexier when they're winning. Mm. When you think back of the Detroit Lions, you think they just stink every year. Now, that gray and blue, and they're just running like sprinters, and like the game is exciting. Goff is throwing for a million yards. They're sexy. The Giants against Washington, when they're good, and they're like, they're back to that crazy Giants D where teams are only scoring 17 a game or whatever. That's sexy. And then all the teams like Brady just looks, he looked sexy 2 years ago in that Tampa Bay uniform when they were winning. And now they just look flat and they look like ugly yellow and red uniforms or whatever, orange or whatever they are. And like all the teams that were good, like even the Packers, like they don't look as sexy anymore because they're not winning.
And right.
I don't know. I can't be more excited about this Lions team. I think they're going to make the playoffs. I don't know what's going to stop them. 6 out of 7 outright.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. And I think they've, I mean, they have a shot this week too.
They have the come up. I think this year is like a underdog season.
The changing of the guard.
It really is. Yeah. It really is.
It's kind of cool to see that. Guys. Not obviously to see any team get knocked down, but I mean, a couple, like you just played our game and showed us that they're not
all
so
those
big
are stars
right now.
He's mentioning, yeah, like superstars, and we're going the other way.
Kind of, it's kind of cool, and I always love to see the underdog story.
Philadelphia, that's a great story, right?
Yeah, but they were champs a couple years ago.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, that's Jalen Hurts was left for dead. Now MVP problem.
I gotta say, also, Jay, your prediction, and I'm not counting the Ravens out. I think they could still make a little run when Lamar comes back because the Ravens defense has been playing really well lately. Yeah. And you called Ravens versus Niners in the Super Bowl. It could be Brock Purdy can probably get the Niners there if he keeps playing like he's playing. And like, I think your prediction might hold up.
Did you put a future on that?
No. I don't love futures. I mean, Jason has a few tickets.
I got Ravens and Niners.
I don't like holding my money up. It's just weird to me for 10 months or whatever.
Futures are strange.
Yeah.
But I will say Brock Purdy, to me, has more throwing ability than Jimmy G. Yeah.
Mm.
I don't even consider trade. And I said this last week. Like, I think he's a better all-around talented guy. And I think the team's loving his energy, and I think that they're not going to miss a step. They're going to have another game at home this week. Their schedule's getting easier, it seems like. They're going to be tough to mess with.
Which team are you speaking about right now?
The 49ers, dude. Tough.
What I like about this year is the league has gotten back to defense and running the ball. And for a while, it was like no defense and let's just pass for a million yards.
It was air raid,
air raid nation. And I just feel like teams like the Niners are able to put in a backup like Brock Purdy because their defense is so tough.
And it's not like they're not making him do little things. He's throwing the rock all over.
Yeah, he's getting it downfield and he's got people to throw to all day.
Yeah, and their defense is so much. Like they were giving away free money last Thursday night. It's like everybody you talk to was on Seattle. Everybody. Oh, it's his first road game, the 12th man. Dude, they walked in there and just boop, boop, boop from the second the game started to the end of the game, manhandled them. Yeah. And everybody in the world was on Seattle.
It could be the Niners' year.
I don't know, dude. They're giving away free money right now.
Since
we're on that topic of what we're thinking for the year and big teams and underdogs. Should I tell you what I think this week?
Yes.
kind of going along what you were just saying, I'm loving the Ravens right now.
All right.
Lamar's back this week.
Yeah. Lamar's back. They're nice. Against the Falcons. Last week, the Falcons lost
to the Saints,
mm-hmm. to our team, which had been a while since they lost to the Falcons.
Well, we beat them twice this year.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, it was the Vikings. The Vikings are the ones that always
Yeah, but the Falcons always give us a little bit of trouble.
But I think the Ravens this week, I also think they're a legit contender for the AFC North and possibly going all the way. Like what Justin said in the beginning, I think they're among the best in the league. And so
100%.
Kind of branching off what you were saying,
are starting that rookie.
I feel like
again.
That's a lock this week.
Wow, lock.
Yeah.
That's Love the first it. Time you've really locked it.
So that's what I'm going to go with. But also, I'm really proud of the Jets.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Some love to the Jets. I know they're not the best, but like, we're the worst.
No, they're good.
They've overachieved for sure. They've overachieved.
Yeah. Their defense is for real, though.
Not saying I'm going to do anything with them this week, but I'm just saying, like, I'm thinking of like the underdogs. They really, and Miami.
Well, this is the time of year that we celebrate St. Nick. I'm just kidding. This is the time of year where you have to look at like New England needs it. Jets need it.
Yep.
Who's the other one? There's one more in that 7-7 world. The Jags need it.
Miami.
Yeah, Miami needs it. So, you know, Buffalo's going to win that East. And they were saying that there was going to be maybe two teams coming out of that East. Could it be the Jets and the Dolphins? Could it be the Dolphins and the Pats? You know, so that these guys right now, you got to watch out because they are going to be playing with their hair on fire. They have to, and like literally have to run the table, if not win three out of the next four, because this is crunch time. And I have established already my list of not playing certain teams for the rest of the season. You know how they shut players down? I'm shutting
teams.
Usually you shut coaches down, the both of you.
I can't believe Kingsbury still has a job on Monday morning.
Can't. Okay, well, that's my pick. Sure.
All right.
And I'm locking it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Please don't forget to like and subscribe our channel if you're watching us. Give us a good old check mark on that thumbs. Click it. Leave us a comment. Tell your friends, your family. Love to hear from you. And then don't forget to listen to us on our audios and rate and review. We really love to hear from you. Thank you.
Please, we love the comments. Well, guys, there are certain teams, and I can't get into them because there's too many right now, that are off my board for the rest of the year. You will not hear me bet on them, regardless of any possible situation that may come across.
Cancel culture.
Canceling teams. Canceling the culture of these teams because they're terrible.
Seriously.
I can't even count them on two hands. The one team, as you always love to say, that's just a train rolling down the street that you do not want to step in front of is them Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals.
Okay.
They are absolutely unreal.
Okay.
2 weeks ago, they had not one, not two, but three of their wide receivers out, and they smashed. This week, they got two of them back. Chase was like, whatever. Hayden Hurst is out, their tight end baller. They were down 17 points to Tom Brady in Tampa, and Joe Burrow proceeded to go crazy. They cannot be stopped right now, and you could say, I'm waiting for them to go. They were a 3.5-point favorite in Tampa Bay.
They were.
And this
they were down 17 zip at the half.
17 zip. And proceeded to roll out 34 unanswered points. And Tampa put up one more backdoor touchdown that nobody cared about because the game was far over. Tom Brady is looking slower and slower every week. And he also has that thing of, I don't know, but like, Herm Edwards said on First Take yesterday that when he knew it was time to retire, he would look at himself on film and he would say, there's just, I'm not doing the things I used to do and I can't, and I think I'm done. And he said that Tom Brady retired last year, although it be for a minute, he had one foot out the door. So in his mind, he was already retired. And I think that's what we're seeing here. I think they have a hard time putting up points. And I think that they have a hard time with their defense. It's awful. So that attributed a lot to that, but I'm not going to take anything away from Mr. Joe Burrow. I love the Bengals this week against the Pats.
Mm-hmm.
They're in New England. Patriots, I don't know what's going on over there. That's not the Bill Belichick team that we're used to. The blunder at the end of that game, I don't even need to get into. That was the dumbest play I think I've ever seen, and I watched it happen live. I actually was rubbing my eyes. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Unreal.
And I just think that this Bengals team that's already beaten the Chiefs could possibly get the number one seed in the AFC, and every game will go through Cincinnati this year. And if that does, they're going right back to the Super Bowl. For that reason, and all the weapons that are back, and the fact that New England just can't seem to score the football, give me the Cincinnati Bengals minus the 3.5 against them Pats. And I don't, nothing else to say about that. What do you think?
I think it's good. It's also contradictory to your Ravens love.
Possibly, but I gotta call it like I see it. They're moving. The train is rolling, and Joe Burrow is the conductor. And
I love that.
Give me the Cincinnati Bengals minus 3.5, and I'm locking it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
So for my second pick of the week, I'm going to ride another train that every time someone seems to think that they're done, they're not. They keep coming back for more, and that is the Detroit Lions. These guys are absolutely rolling right now. Jared Goff, I believe, is in the top 8 in all of the NFL in QBR. He's slanging the ball all over the field to a plethora of weapons. Their running game is two-headed monster. You got Williams, you got Swift. The defense is starting to come around. They played a great game against the Jets. I think they're going to repeat that against the Panthers, who everyone was thinking Sam Darnold made them a better team. I think the Panthers kind of win a few, lose a few. They got smoked by Pittsburgh on Sunday. And mind you, Tomlin might not have a losing record. Just on a side note, they're 6-8 right now, and there's 4 games left. If that guy goes 8-9, that would be, or 9-8, or 8-8-1, that would be huge. So big ups to Tomlin and the Steelers with no quarterback also, by the way. I just think the Panthers are kind of done, and like, you know, they can hide behind losing McCaffrey sometimes, and then other times you're like, they don't have it. They don't have the weapons. So I think that the truck keeps rolling. I think that Jared Goff is playing like a number one pick in the draft. And I think that the Campbell, you know, rah-rah speeches are working. They've won 6 out of 7 games, and they've covered the line in every single one of those. And I think Thanksgiving was the last time they lost in that game. Could have gone into OT if the kicker didn't miss the field goal. So they're hot right now. I'm going to ride the hot train on both those teams. Cincinnati, I've had in the contest the last 4 weeks. They've covered every time. Detroit, I've had a couple few times. They've covered every time. In order for me to go 2-0 this week, I'm going to need this. And all glory always goes to God. And I'm going to say, give me the Detroit Rock City Lions -3 as a road fave and lock that up. What do you think?
I like Detroit Rock City Lions.
Yeah,
I like that name.
You can thank Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons for that.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, drinking cold gin. So yeah, give me the Lions -3. Lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Well, well, well. This is a very spicy holiday episode of FNL because for the first time, I don't know if this is comedy, I don't know if this is controversial, but we have a double face-off, my friend.
Stop it.
Wow.
Never before.
Never.
Well, I knew you were going to take the Pats because you take them every week.
Okay, so just to recap, you chose as your selections
the
number one and number two covering teams in the entire league. the hottest teams, the best teams to put your money on, that's where you put your money on. And like a moron and an idiot, I'm going against it. And
I
here's
love that
why.
For you.
Wow.
Or my
double
first,
face off.
I could be completely overthinking this, but here's my handicap more or less on both of these. So starting with your first pick, Cincy -3.5. I'm going to say right now that the Incredible Hulk used to say something, and he used to say, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
God.
Which is exactly what Bill Belichick told his team after that ridiculous display of stupidity at the end of the Raiders game, which the Raiders had no business walking away with that victory. So congratulations, Vegas. Go party. It's fine. Bill Belichick right now, nobody's getting any treats for the holidays.
Yeah, they're running laps.
It's all coal in the stockings all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you that in front of the mad, angry, snowy Boston crowd, don't make Bill Belichick angry, because you wouldn't like him when he's angry. Embarrassed. He got a lot of questions in the press conference about why are you so dumb, Bill Belichick. He doesn't like any of those questions. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow, enough said. 19-3 against the spread in his last 22 starts. I'll probably cover this game again. I'll probably regret this. But I don't believe that Vegas made these giant casinos with neon lights and fun and activities, because everyone just plays the hot team every week. So I'm going with the home dog, with the very angry Hulk Belichick, to tell his team, no matter what happens, if you let Joe Burrow come in here and beat us by 3.5 points, nobody gets a present under the tree this year.
Yeah.
Let Cincy come in. Let Cincy have their win, but let them win by a field goal, because I like that 3.5. I like the embarrassment factor. I think it's fun for the show to go face off time.
Sheesh.
And I am making my first pick, the New England Patriots +3.5. And I will lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
All right.
So then let's hear your other double face off.
Okay. For my second leg of my face off, I am going to say right now, Detroit Rock City, you're scoring 31 points a game in your dome. But when you travel outside your dome, you're scoring 18 points a game. Carolina will score 19 to 20 points in this game. Carolina will win outright on the money line, cover at home.
God.
Detroit, how long can you keep this up, Detroit? How long can you keep this up? I'm calling Carolina, who still has a lot to play for. They're still very much in it. You're going to get their best effort. It's in the South. I think Jared Goff, God bless him, he's having an amazing year this year. I would sprinkle a little on Jared Goff anytime interception. I think the happy feet are going to come to dance. And I think that Carolina Panthers at home, I think they get this done. Sprinkle, lemon sprinkle on the money line, but I'll take the 2.5. We know what you think. Double face off.
Can I just ask one question?
Yes.
What division are the Steelers in?
AFC North.
AFC.
What division are the Bengals in?
AFC North. AFC North, yeah.
The Steelers went into Carolina last week, and Carolina scored 16 points at home.
Yes.
Carolina's remaining at home. They're remaining in their own bed. Is Cincinnati better than Pittsburgh?
Hang on.
What do you think Cincinnati's going to do to them?
Let me use your equation. You said Carolina scored 16 points, and I told you that Detroit's scoring
Detroit,
18.
I know. That's
18.
What I meant, though.
That's a 2-point differential, and I'm getting 2.5.
No, I know. But like were they a 3-point fave against Pittsburgh last
they
week,
were.
Carolina? And they got
that
smashed.
Why
wouldn't Detroit
go
in there and score? If this Detroit scores 17, they score 16.
Look, they probably will. You bet on Cincy and Detroit. They're the two best teams to bet on in the NFL. You could sleep well at night.
Uh-huh.
I'm making myself uncomfortable. I'm on the don't pass line. And I'm saying, Cincy and Detroit, you're the sexiest teams to bet on right now. You're red hot. And I'm saying gravity is what built Las Vegas. And that's my handicap for both of those.
Las Vegas too.
It very much so.
What'd you say?
Joe Burrow's 19-3, buy you a Mercedes.
I think this is really fun. I think Let's we're go. On opposite sides of both of those games, and that's
put
what
up.
Makes...
Put them up, put them up.
Listen, you don't have to go to betting school. You just, you know, plant your flag where you think it's going to end up, and I'll probably be very sad. And
I'm definitely doing the eye test thing. Like, I'm going, wow, look at what I'm seeing every week. But you know what? I'm seeing it every week.
Yeah, listen, wait, so you're winning.
Let's go.
That's on Saturday. The Detroit game's on Saturday. And
which is witchy. I don't like the Saturday game.
Saturday, too. Uh-oh, they're both at the same time. So
two Saturday games.
So I will either sleep well on Christmas morning, or I will have coal in my stocking.
Is Christmas on Sunday?
No, it'd be in my stocking.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we have a full slate of football on Sunday.
I will take the Panthers at home. Underdog Nation, and lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
T, the money line mama, says if you want to make some money, you better bet those Baltimore Ravens minus 350. Justin took the two best teams to bet on in the NFL. Duh. Cincy minus 3.5 and Detroit minus 2.5. I say no. I say take the Pats at home plus 3.5 and take Carolina plus 2.5 in our very first double face off on the show. And that's our show.
I love it. Oh, boy. Stakes are raised.
The stakes are raised. We have our first face-off on Christmas. It's so funny because every week him and I get on the phone and talk Circa. And like the last 4 weeks, everything I've put on this pod, he bets the other way in Circa. Damn near every one of them. And he's like, I like this. And what do you think? And I tell him what I think. We'll text or we'll talk. And then he'll go, here's my bets.
You've always been the riskier
and they're
one.
Opposite of mine every week. So I guess he's staying true to his patterns.
You know what? I think what's cool is actually you're the kind of better that you're like very like football. Like this team's a better football team. This team's going to smash. And that's a lot of your handicapping. And obviously you've done extremely well. So it's serving you. And I kind of take a more like, give me that little half a point that I can shave here and give me that weird, like, you know, so I think. Whatever your betting style is, it kind of, you know, that's what's fun about this is you don't have to be an expert and you don't you know, it's just fun. And I think the fact that we're on opposite sides for this pod is really cool. And we'll get to talk about who was right and who was wrong next week.
Yeah. I don't like how, I mean, there are players out there, there are professional bettors out there and they'll say something like, if the line's 3, then I like this team. And if the line goes down to 2.5, I like that team. So maybe I liked the dog when it was 3, but now that it's 2.5, I'm taking the fave because I got that value. I haven't gotten there yet. I haven't gotten there to where I feel like a side is going to be determined that close. Like it's going to fall on that number. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of these games fall on the number or damn close. These guys are out of their mind with their predictions. I don't know how they set these lines, but like I'm not there yet. But I will say that I'm playing more dogs this year than I ever have. I will say that. They're usually big dogs. I don't play like a 3-point dog, or, you know, 2-point dogs, but I've been playing more dogs. So you're making yourself feel uncomfortable. It's working for you. I'm playing a few more dogs. Tanya's playing out of her mind with the Survivor picks. She had Buffalo last week, amongst the other things.
She went 3-2 last week. Winning week, she won. I have it right here. She won her KC bet. She won her Philadelphia Eagles bet. And she won her Buffalo bet. And dropped Dallas and Tennessee. But again, 3-2, cash, profit in the black. Great picks, great selections. Yeah.
So in closing, I will say on our Christmas holiday special, Merry Christmas to everybody. Beat the book.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Kiss Thank you for family. Being inclusive.
Yes. Enjoy your family and your children that are back. That's amazing. I'm going to enjoy mine because it's the first one and we're stoked. Be surrounded by family and love. That's all that matters on Christmas, and winning doesn't hurt.
No.
So on that note, from our house to yours and to America and to Ireland and Dave,
our editor,
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll see you before the New Year's show. Cheers.
Yay. Happy holidays. Cheers.
Cheers, guys. Much
ho,
love.
Ho, ho, ho. Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.